The Man in the Iron Mask. Suggested from a story by Alexander Dumas, written for radio by Eric Scott, and a George Edwards production. After Edmund has gone to fetch his bride, Louis discovers that he has told the Queen, Maria Theresa, that he and Louis are twins. It seems now that Louis plans something diabolical for Edmund when he returns with his bride at the end of 3 days. And on the night of the third day, as he waits impatiently in his suite, Letellier hurries to him, declaring that Edmund and his bride are waiting in an anteroom. Letellier then informs the king that the bride is the most beautiful woman he has ever set eyes on.
So, she's beautiful, Letellier. Like a most wonderful picture, Your Majesty. The bluest of eyes, the fairest of hair, and a smile like sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder he was so anxious to go and fetch her. No wonder he'll be content to live on his island for the rest of his life.
Live on his island for the rest of his life? Oh, that's amusing, Letellier. Before I interview my worthy brother, I would like to take a peep into that antechamber just to get a glimpse of this wondrous beauty. Just to make up my mind whether it's worth my while to enter into a most amusing comedy.
Comedy?
Yes, my dear Letellier. Now that my little country girl is for the church, I'm bored. Bored to distraction. I want something to amuse me. Perhaps this will be the answer. Especially if she's beautiful. Tell me, where were they put?
In the antechamber, just at the bottom of the staircase, Your Majesty. You'll be able to see them from the top.
Well, then let us go, Letellier.
Your Majesty, you intrigue me. Have you changed your plans for Marchiali? He is not to be executed?
Did I ever say he was to be executed?
Oh, Your Majesty, you were planning something.
Oh, yes, something far more deserving. But now, if the wife is so beautiful...
Wait. You can see from here.
Uh-huh.
There she is, Your Majesty. Fortunately, she is facing this way.
Mon Dieu. Why, she's more beautiful than the cardinal's niece.
Assuredly so.
What a jewel, what a rare diamond. Why, Letellier, I'm so dazzled, so excited, so amazed that I can hardly think what is to be done.
This little plan, this little comedy, does she still fit with the comedy?
The comedy, Letellier, now becomes a romance, a paradise. Oh, if only I were Edmund, if only I could go to that lonely island and live the rest of my days with such loveliness. Oh, Letellier, she must not see me, of course. She may recognize the likeness between the two of us.
Perhaps your brother has already informed her.
Very possible. Anyhow, send him to me. We will talk, and then the king's new romance begins.
Louis, smiling softly, made his way back to his apartments and there very carefully changed his coat to one of a brighter hue, and crossing to a jewel box, he placed several more rings on his fingers and turned just as the door opened and Edmund was announced. As soon as Edmund walked into the room, he hurried across, stretching out his hand.
My dear Edmund, so the wanderer has returned.
Yes, Louis. A little late, but our carriage broke down on the way into Paris.
Our carriage? Oh, you didn't come alone.
No, I brought my wife with me.
Your wife? Oh, but this is a surprise.
I told you when I left here that I was going to be married.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. My memory, it's so difficult these days. You know, affairs of state, the cardinal pulling me this way, Letellier pulling me that, and the queen no help. Oh, such a silly, simpering woman. But then you didn't have very much opportunity to observe the queen.
No.
Of course, she was walled up in her apartments while I was away. Oh, a dreadful quarrel we had. It would have been very embarrassing for you if she'd decided to make up that quarrel during my absence.
No doubt.
Yes, embarrassing and yet intriguing if you were attracted to her. Yes, just too amusing. The queen coming to you believing you were a husband, vowing eternal love, whispering soft words in your ear.
Stop it.
My dear brother, what ails you? It's all in the realms of my mind, just a lively imagination. You know, I think I should have been a dramatist. Perhaps I should have written an idyll to love. Paradise on a perfect island.
It's about the island, of course, that I came. Shall you be sending me tonight to this island or tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I think.
Which means that we can spend tonight in Paris.
Oh, yes, but of course.
And may I have this night of freedom? Marguerite, my wife.
Oh, her name is Marguerite.
Marguerite has never seen Paris in her happy. Well, she's never been really free in Paris. And before we go to the island, if I could have your permission to show her the city.
But of course, my dear Edmund. What a pity she can't set eyes on me there. Oh, that would have been one of the sights, yes. But unfortunately, as I am so much like my twin brother. By the way, you didn't tell her.
No, I have kept my word.
No one?
No one.
Nobody at all?
No. As for Marguerite, I prefer that she didn't know of our unfortunate relationship.
Did you say unfortunate?
It is for me, for it has made me a prisoner. Either with Marguerite by my side, I think I'll be happy through the years.
Yes, I'm quite sure you will be.
What?
I mean, well, you seem determined to be happy, don't you? Very well, Edmund, your wish is granted. You and your Marguerite may have Paris for tonight. And tomorrow morning at 6, a boat shall be ready to take you to this island.
Thank you, brother. I hope when we reach there, there will be no more difficult duties for me.
You mean masquerade?
Yes.
Well, as a matter of fact, there may be one, Edmund. I may ask you to take my place once more. Oh, no, 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 don't frown, Edmund. You'll be amply rewarded, for upon each occasion I feel more and more grateful to you. Strange, isn't it? Yes, there may be one more occasion, and when that occasion arises, well, you shall hear for me, and be most suitably rewarded for your trouble.
Darling, this is our city. This is Paris.
Paris. How I've dreamed of Paris. Walking free as the air as we are at this moment. Oh, what a different Paris it is to that which I saw when the soldiers brought me the Bastille.
Look over there. The Seine and that amazing sea of lights. The gayest part of Paris, they tell me. Theatres, carnivals, sideshows.
Oh, let's go, Edmund. Shall we go, please?
Well, of course.
And shall we see the dawn? Let us have this night to see Paris, Edmund. For it may be the only time we shall ever be together in this city.
You think so?
Well, you told me that when we go to this island, we stay there. For you will be prisoner. And I will never want to see Paris again without you. Edmund, may I ask the forbidden question? Why will they keep you on this island?
Darling, to know the truth might be dangerous for you. I'd rather you knew nothing. I'd rather you were not entangled in the sordid story which is bound up with this imprisonment. But let's forget all about that. Let's plunge into that sea of lights and drink Paris to the full. Our only night in the gayest city of the continent.
Letelier, you have your instructions. You know exactly what you must do?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Now listen carefully. They will be in the courtyard at 6 o'clock. You will proceed with them to the coast and don't forget the iron masks.
The iron masks? No, I won't, Your Majesty.
And tell me, Letelier, has the governor already taken up his residence on the island?
Yes.
Oh, that's good, good. That will be yet another surprise for our good friend, Edmund. His own guardian as governor.
A wise choice, Your Majesty. The fewer in the secret, the better. And San Man knows all.
I agree with you. And I'll leave all the minor details to you, Letelier. Yes, and now I think we'll call our special friends together tonight. An impromptu banquet. I feel very happy.
Happy? Your Majesty, forgive my asking this question, but...
Well, yes.
You puzzled me, Your Majesty.
Oh, Letelier, am I so difficult to understand?
Before your brother arrived, you'd planned in your own mind a very terrible punishment for him. I knew that. But now you send him to this island. You send that beautiful woman to the island with him.
Instead of keeping her here. Well, I can't afford to risk a scandal, Letellia. If the news got out, perhaps the news would also escape that she is the wife of a certain brother of mine.
Oh, I understand.
Yes, but I'm happy because I planned a most delightful interlude. This is my comedy that has suddenly turned into a most glorious romance.
And may I be let into the secret?
But of course, I'm just dying to share it with you, Letellia. Now, look. When we observed that beautiful woman today, I noticed that she is very much enamored of her husband.
Oh, that's only natural. They've only been married a day or two.
And now they can go off to an island paradise. The happy honeymoon couple.
Quite so.
Natalia, I find next week that my kingly duties will take me to distant parts. I will need my brother's help. He must come here to the mainland and masquerade for me again.
But you don't wish to go to the country again, hmm?
Oh, no. Not to the country. To the island.
The island?
Yes. Yes, to the island. And to the beautiful Marguerite.
Your match?
Oh, yes, but Letellia, I go not as the King of France, but as Edmund. As Edmund, my loving brother Edmund. What a charming romance it will be. The lovely Marguerite and myself.